Great.
Well, now you're here, do something. Let's get started.
I know, geez. Okay, so welcome to the March weed board meeting. And we'll go ahead and, so where's the agenda? Where is it? I know we review the minutes first, so we'll do that first.
Yeah,
there we go. Okay. Okay, so we'll go ahead and start with that.
In attendance last time, Lori Backus, Quentin Lewis, Ed Sadie, Steve Smith, Steve Farrell, Tiffany Horrocks. For the November 9th, 2022 minutes, they were reviewed and a motion was approved by Steve Smith, seconded by Ed Sadie. Weed grant updates were from Quentin Lewis. The Title II for $13,407 for the 2022-2023 season. We still have 10,062 left from the season. That will be about 17 days to spray this summer. For the forest contract 2023, sent an email to Amber to see if they wanted to update the contract for this year. The leafy spurge and other invasives for 2023 will apply when the application process is open. Max amount will be $10,000. Updates on CWMA was from Quentin Lewis. For 2023 preliminary spray dates, Dutch Hollow, Saturday, May 20th and Thursday, June 8th. Soldier Hollow, Tuesday, June 6th. Wallsburg, Tuesday, July 11th. Rockcliff, Thursday, July 6th. Mill B, Saturday, June 24th. Squaw Creek, Wednesday, June 21st. November 10th, CEU combined training with Summit County had 48 attend. UWCA training is February 22nd and 23rd in St. George. Registration's $125. Quentin stated in the past we have paid for board members to attend if interested. As of right now, we will pay for Steve Smith to attend and Lori Backus will get back to us if she can attend. Updates and follow-ups on the county weed plan. Steve Farrell stated that the changes on the county weed plan does not need to go through the county council. Tiffany Marks will get a hold of Don Wood to update the weed plan on the county website. Weed board member discussion, resignations and replacements. Quentin Lewis followed up with George Muir, and he's still interested. Quentin asked Natalie Foster to get George Muir on the council agenda for approval. We'll touch base with her again to see where that stands. Quentin stated that he received an email from Elizabeth with the USU Extension Office. They will be hiring Wesley Crump to replace Megan Lewis on January 17th. At that time, we'll extend an invite to him. Review of end-of-year social media post from Lori Backus. Lori Backus handed out a draft copy of the social media post and asked if any changes needed to be made. Everyone liked the way it was. Lori asked Tiffany Horrocks and Quentin Lewis to find 3 to 4 pictures to add to it. Tiffany will contact Don Wood to get it posted to the website. Steve Farrell suggested we do an annual review presentation for the county council and possibly for,
That's probably for the city. In Midway City and cities.
Cities. Laurie and Quentin will find a time to meet and plan a presentation for March 8th. Work meeting. Steve will get it on the March 8th agenda at 4 p.m. Laurie will send the social media post electronically to Tiffany. In regards to the social media post and to provide presentation to the council, a motion was made by Ed Sabee and seconded by Steve Smith to approve both actions. Committee concerns, updates, and issues. Tiffany Horrocks received an email from, it's actually Carol Custerly to in Hideout. She'd like to know if YouTube or Zoom would be possible for these meetings. Steve Farrell stated we could try it for a few months and see what kind of participation we get. Tiffany will get with Natalie Foster to see what we need to do to get it set up. Steve Smith asked if we should keep encouraging the Forest Service to use livestock as a tool for weed control in the annual operating plans. The committee said yes to continue encouraging it as it is part of our weed plan as a method of controlling weeds. Steve Farrell stated that we should probably have a late wet spring, which would bring lots of weeds. We would like more public awareness of weed issues and the availability for equipment rental. Get the equipment out as early as possible and as long as they don't freeze. thinks it may be a good idea to provide a presentation of who we are and what we do to the Heber, Midway, Hideout City Councils, and other councils. Meeting adjourned. February meeting will be canceled due to the UWCA training in St. George. The next weed board meeting will be held March 8th, 2023 at 1 p.m. at the City Administration Building. Motion was made by Steve Burrell to adjourn the meeting, seconded by Steve Smith.
The only other I saw, is Megan spelled wrong?
No.
It's not?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to look it up every time.
That's a different kind of spelling.
That is very different.
And that Carol Custer, we had a different name there, and we looked
we
it up.
We had Jan, and it was Jan. We had Jan in here, but it was actually Carol.
Okay.
So I just made that change, but wanted to let you know, too.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay. Hang on a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. We'll go on to item number 3. Okay.
The weed grant updates. So as of now, we have the Title II for the $13,407, which would be finishing up this year on that money's, and there's $10,062 left. 17 days to finish up that project this summer. And just got the application for the weed supervisor grant, and it is due by April 1st, so I will be working on applying for some more of that. And the limit is up to $10,000 for the weed supervisor. And then I'll also be working with Dan on, last year we did a contract besides the Title II to hit some of the roads, so we'll be working with Dan on that. In fact, we'll be meeting with him tomorrow.
Can we just hand out a select few? Or?
Yeah, because I didn't get one.
You got
I thought
agenda.
I had them.
Guess you're not in.
I guess not.
Maybe I didn't get the agendas.
Okay.
Let me go.
I don't have one either.
You go print. You got one to print. Okay.
We can't adjourn without one, right?
No, we can't.
Yeah, because it doesn't want to
begin. We can't get out of.
I know. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, I sit here and Quentin's been telling us about that same damn $13,000 for the last 18 months.
That's why I have six more.
Either I spend it or do something with it.
Yeah. Oh, heck. That's funny. Yeah, I was all older and put my notes on it. And
yeah, that's
she just
what I
didn't
do.
Get the basic one, so he'll get my notes.